If you were like me, you know, a kid growing up sort of in the late 60s, early 70s, you probably used to race home from school just in time for the start of this. Lost in Space. As a kid, I loved watching the show, but imagine being in it. That was something you and I could only dream of, but it did, of course, happen to a couple of lucky Hollywood children, Bill Mooney, who played Will Robinson, and Angela Cartwright, who played Will's space sister, Penny Robinson. Angela, it's so nice to talk to you.
Lovely to meet you, too. Boy, that music brought back some memories. For a moment there, I was, like, kind of transported.
We used to dance to it. I mean, you know, float around in the lounge room and pretend that we were attached maybe by a vacuum cleaner cord or something.
A lot of kids did, I'll tell you. It really, Lost in Space grabbed a lot of imaginations.
And did you know that, in fact, every child wanted to be in the show or Lost in Space?
Well, you know, over the years, I've had people come up to me and tell me how they would play Penny and Will. And that was like, you know, their childhood game that they used to play. But it really hit home when Bill and I, Bill Mooney and myself, went to NASA. We were invited there and we had a tour. And so many of the technicians and people that worked on the aircraft and the shuttles and stuff said that it was Lost in Space that made them go into the space program. And it really hit home. It really, at that time, it was like, wow, we really did have an effect on people. And even talking to you in Australia and realizing that there were so many people there that loved the show, you know, it's just becomes kind of very global and kind of a strange feeling.
Did you realize that you set off into the future and your first TV episode was set on this date, October the 16th, but in 1997?
I actually didn't know that until I got the call to be on your show. And I was like, whoa, that is really amazing that you would dig that up out of the archives of somewhere.
It's important to us. Well, you've mentioned Bill Mooney. Can I presume that you're still friends?
Oh, yes, very much so. Bill and I have been friends for many, many years, and he's a wonderful musician, and we see each other quite often. We go for margaritas, and we talk about old times and new times, and it's we've stayed good friends. So Marta Kristen, who played Judy, and June Lockhart, too, who is very involved in the space program here and actually made an appearance when we had the final flyover of the Endeavor. She was at that JPL appearance there she made with the shuttle and stuff. She stays in close contact with a lot of the astronauts.
Maybe the most popular character on Lost in Space was Dr. Zachary Smith.
What do you mean it doesn't compute, you ninny?
Played by Jonathan Harris. No longer with us, sadly, but did you spend much time with him once the program finished?
You know, it's quite unusual to do a television show or do a movie and then stay in close contact with the entire cast. And Lost in Space has actually been one of those series. When Jonathan was still with us, we used to get together every year on his birthday at 20th Century Fox and have lunch. And it was just wonderful. We'd see him maybe a couple times a year. He was a fantastic person. I really, truly miss him. He was quite a character.
My guest on Drive this afternoon is Angela Cartwright. Of course, she played Penny Robinson in Lost in Space. You're on 720 ABC Perth. What about romances on the set? You know, I mean, it sort of looked like Don West had the hots for Judy. But what about, you know, when the cameras were off? Because we grew up watching the Partridge Family, you know. I think David Cassidy and Suzanne Day had a thing. And then the Brady Bunch, Florence Henderson, you know, with Barry Williams. Was there any romance within the Lost in Space crew?
I think Marta did actually really like Mark, and they did try to have some kind of romance on the show, but Irwin Allen really didn't want that. He felt it was like a family show, and he wanted to keep it, I don't know, how strange is that, to be up in space? I mean, it was so obvious that the two of them would hook up at some point, but I don't know. He had his own ideas on how he wanted the show to be. Off the set, you know, I mean, we were friends. Everybody was friends. But as far as secret romances, I'll have to save that for my book, I guess.
Good on you. in a way, you would have grown up on the set of Lost in Space, wouldn't you? They were important years for a young girl.
Yes. I was actually in my teen years. So I had done The Sound of Music, and I was 11 and turned 12 on The Sound of Music. And then I went right into Lost in Space. And from that period, from 13 to 15, I think I grew about 6 inches and matured quite a bit. How can I put that delicately? I mean, I was, you know, a teenager. And it was, I remember I got a lot taller than Billy. We started at the same height. And I grew quite taller than him, but he finally caught up. So I wore pants the first year, and they kept adding inches to the bottom of the pants. And then they finally gave up, and they gave me a mini skirt, if you remember, in that third season, that mint green mini skirt with the garage boots. Oh, it was very, very hip for the time. And, of course, it was in color. The first year was in black and white. And then we went to color, and it was just such a pop art look, you know. Of course, it was very 70s.
You talked about Irwin Allen. He is, of course, the creator of Lost in Space, but a legend in Hollywood. What was it like working with him?
He was an interesting man. He really was. He was tough. He was very demanding, but he did have a vision, and he did create television shows and movies like no other. You know, he loved explosions. He loved, you know, big movies with, you know, lots of stars in them. I did go on to do Beyond the Poseidon Adventure with Michael Caine and Sally Field, and that was an experience. This was after Lost in Space. I was 17 or 18, I think. But he was a character in his own right. You know, he did Time Tunnel and Beyond the Voyage at the Bottom of the Sea. I think, did you ever have those shows?
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
Yeah, so, you know, he had a distinct look about the things that he created, and he was a visionary. He definitely was. But he could be tough, you know, on the set. It was, you know, we had a schedule to stay to, and we had to crank those things out, you know?
Mm. My guest is Angela Cartwright. You're listening to Drive. We're celebrating Lost in Space.
Danger. We are on a collision course.
But don't just stand there. Do something.
Reverse thrust. Full power.
It's no use. The magnetic beam's just too strong.
John, look out!
There were, Angela, of course, lots of scenes where you and the family were in the spaceship and then you would hit some sort of turbulence or a meteor shower and, you know, all got swung from one side of the craft to the other. Was it amazing special effects, or in fact were you just running from one side of the craft to the other?
Well, the magic of movies, that you don't even know the answer to that. We did such a good job. You know, it was kind of tilt the camera to the right and we'd go to the left and vice versa. It was definitely mechanics that made us look like we were being thrown from side to side. And we had that down pretty pat by the time the series ended, I'll tell you. There was always something that was, you know, shoveling us around, and turbulence and comets and monsters and stuff like that.
Have you kept anything Valua?
No, you know, those costumes, they were designed by Paul Zastupnovich, and he created that whole look that was Lost in Space. And, you know, I'm not sure where they are. I'm sure they're in the archives of Irwin Allen's collection. I'm really not sure. I should ask where our costumes are. But, no, I didn't keep anything. But they have come out with wonderful toys and miniatures and the lunchbox. I have that. And, You know, so I have some of that memorabilia. And, of course, a lot of pictures, which is, you know, what I love to collect are the old pictures.
Do you go out to shows? I imagine there must be fan shows that they'd love the crew of Lost in Space to turn up to still.
Yeah, we do those every now and then. We actually just did one and got together in Chicago, and Bill and June and Marta were there, and myself, and it was great. And, you know, you should invite us out to Australia.
Yes, I'm going to work on it, Angela. Now, you mentioned this, and I wasn't ignoring it. Of course, you'll be so well remembered for a beautiful role in a fantastic movie that is, I think, as popular today as ever. You, of course, had the role of Brigitte von Trapp in The Sound of Music.
I was, and I'm so grateful for that role. That is a movie that just has never gone away. In 2015, it'll be 50 years since that movie came out, and I just appeared at the Hollywood Bowl where they have the Sound of Music sing-along, and 18,000 people went to that, and you know, they go every year and sing along with the movie, and it is magic. It really is. It is a beautifully digitally restored copy of the film. And, boy, that music and the movie itself just holds up year after year. It really does. So it's lovely to be a part of that. You know, the seven kids, we call ourselves the SOM 7, S-O-M 7, we wrote a book called The Sound of Music Family Scrapbook, and we wrote our stories of when we were making the film. We put together all of our memorabilia. We have pictures never before seen, and it's a beautiful book, and it's put together by Carlton Books in the UK, and there's pockets where we have, like, what the original premiere ticket looked like, and our airline ticket and telegrams and all our memorabilia and our memories are in this book. And I know that Nicholas Hammond, who is also in The Sound of Music, he lives in Australia, and I think he went around the country and, you know, did interviews for the book and let everybody know that it was out. It really came together well if you haven't seen it.
I saw a photo of all seven of you together signing copies of the book, and then it has an official stamp, and the thing that I love the most about it is that if it's posted out to your house, how does it arrive?
The one that is signed by the seven of us, I actually hand-wrap them in brown paper package tied up in string. I mean,
great.
It's really, we are really a family.
Yeah.
Just like the Lost in Space group, the seven of us have stayed together. And, we have signed a limited amount of the books, and we mail them out. And our website's thesom7.com, and there's pictures there and information about the book and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We're also on Facebook.
Go and
we tweet.
Listen to you. It's fantastic. Angela, how old were you when you left Lost in Space then? Were you about 15, 16?
Yes, I was, let me see, 13, 14, 15. Yeah, I was just about 16 years old.
So in that time, you'd been a part of an incredibly successful television program, which in itself is not easy, but a movie like the Sound of Music, and you'd done other work as well. But as then a 15-year-old, did anyone sit you down and talk to you and say, you know, not every show you're ever going to be involved in is going to necessarily be a worldwide hit?
Well, I have been blessed, I must say. But, you know, show business is a tough business, and part of it is the rejection. You have to be able to take that. You know, I went on to do other guest starring roles, and I loved modeling. I loved fashion, and so I did some of that. And then, you know, I just kind of took a back seat a little bit so I could raise my family. I got married and had two kids. And continued to go on and do my art, which photography and art are really my passions.
It's more than just photography, though, isn't it?
Yes. I hand-paint my photographs with oils or watercolors. And I've also put those on to fabrics, and I also have a clothing line. All this is at acartwrightstudio.com, and you can see a lot of my artwork, a lot of my photos. I don't know, I'm just totally passionate about artwork and painting, and continue to do that, and that makes me very happy.
Well, I wish you continued happiness, Angela Cartwright. It's been so nice to talk to you on Drive this afternoon.
Oh, it's been a pleasure, and thank you for having me on your show, and hopefully someday when I get back to Australia, I'll come visit you in person.
And we would love that. Thanks very much. See you, Angela.
All righty. Bye-bye.